This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Keep an eye out for crop pests as pollination approaches. We'll have more from DeKalb Asgrow right after this.
Hank Williams Jr.
Are you ready for the contract?
Live in concert.
It's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show.
Got a thing for the finer thing.
Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams Jr.
As we approach the critical pollination window for corn and soybeans, it's important to make sure your crops are as healthy as they can be. That means crop scouting is especially important in order to keep diseases and pests at bay. Lance Getch, DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist, said he's looking for corn rootworm at this time of year.
So over the weekend, as it was hot, I've been out here looking for corn rootworm. The one thing we need to do at this time of year is confirm that our management practices are working. What I recommend is to go out there and look at your corn on corn fields, and even in your soybean fields, look at any volunteer corn and dig up those plants and put them in a bucket of water and check to see if any corn rootworm larvae float to the top. And I am finding larvae float to the top, which can help me manage next year's pest a little bit better. And then I'll go back to those same fields here in the next few weeks, probably when the corn starts tasseling, and really get a good idea if the feeding is occurring or if the trait are working on helping control the beetles.
Getch said the corn rootworm beetles will likely start to emerge soon.
So there's a mixture. There's three different instar stages of the larvae, and I've seen a mixture of all of those. We'll probably see beetles start to emerge here in the next week or two as they start to pupate. And when we see the beetles come out, and at the same time we'll see silks on our corn come out, and we'll see probably some silk clipping.
Visit with your local DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist to learn more. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.